So, hey everybody, it's KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines, your national movement building show. And this is fun drive time, but we're going to have a good time. Not that it can't be a good time, but we're going to do another Malcolm X show today because a lot of you have asked to continue the Malcolm X conversation. I'm here with my partner, Alan Minsky, who's made the word interim into a real prestige word that he's the only one who has that word for the longest amount of time in the whole history.
World record.
So everybody wants it now. Hey, how'd you get to be interim for so long, man? And I'm here with G, who's a terrific engineer who I've worked with for years. So you know we're here to raise money. We like raising money. We like giving money. And what we're going to do today, which I think a lot of you have asked to do again, is we're going to do my favorite person, Malcolm X. We have four terrific clips, and Alan's going to explain the premiums. And we're going to add, which a lot of you have liked, my book, Playbook for Progressive, 16 Qualities of a Successful Organizer, which Alan will explain. And what we're going to do with Malcolm is, one, of course, just appreciate him on his own terms, because he's a phenomenal performer. Secondly, I am a historian of the Black Liberation Movement. I spent 50 years both in it and studying it. And third, we're going to discuss Malcolm from the point of view of rhetoric, argumentation, and a truly brilliant mind, a phenomenal sense of humor, and watch how he communicates and see if there are things you can learn about how you'd like to communicate your own ideas, because he has a whole theory of communication, not the present word communication, which means under this horrible new term, communication means telling white folks what they want to hear, or getting something passed by the Democratic Party in terms that it really isn't. No, communications means talking directly to someone and changing their mind and saying truth to power and saying controversial ideas that'll shake you up, make you think, and make you change, and then make you act. And there's nobody better, I think, in the world. Well, perhaps Frederick Douglass if I had met him personally. But between Frederick Douglass and Malcolm X, I think those are the two greatest rhetoricians, arguers, debaters. So we're going to have a good time. 818-985-5735. You can just start giving you money now before we even tell you what the deal is. But let me introduce Alan Minsky, the program director of KPFK, and he's going to talk about the premiums and how we're going to do it. And then we're going to go to a clip, G, very soon from Malcolm X, okay?
Okay, great. Yeah, no, we have phenomenal, phenomenal thank you gifts. We have and I believe actually it's this piece of paper right here. Yes, indeed, it is. It's the Malcolm X Collection, and it is 8 hours and 21 minutes by and about Malcolm X, including talks entitled Friends and Enemies, Black Muslims versus the Sit-ins, Prospects for Freedom, and The Ballot or the Bullet, which we are going to hear clips from, as well as a legendary debate he had with Bayard Rustin and Malcolm X had. And then there are two documentaries about Malcolm X and a sit-down interview with Malcolm X. So, and again, a talk actually in Atlantic City, which was the site of the 1964 Democratic National Convention, and a few months later he was giving a talk in Atlantic City reflecting back on that Democratic Convention. That, of course, was the convention with Fannie Lou Hamer and the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party in 1964. So 8 hours and 20 minutes of Malcolm X, a $50 pledge. Absolutely priceless archival material, and it's available no other place, folks. So for another $50 pledge, you can also get the Black Power Collection. It's from the Vault Black Power Collection. It is 10 hours of Pacifica Radio Archives material from the Black Power Movement, and that's a $50 pledge. Well, you can get them both together for $100. But for $120, and here's the best deal, I really recommend people focus on either getting the $50 pledge for the Malcolm X collection or $120, because what you have is the Black Power collection, the Malcolm X collection, and a talk by Stokely Carmichael on Black Power that is not a part of the Black Power collection, and that, all three of those together, $120 pledge, and there's more. For the $120 pledge, you get the Black Power Collection, Malcolm X, the Stokely Speech, and Eric Mann's book, Playbook for Progressives. It's Eric's most recently published book, and it is a very important work for all people out there who want to learn how to be an organizer for progressive, for social justice causes. It is a great book, and it is available as part of the $120 package. So $50 for the Malcolm X, and we're going to hear Malcolm in a moment, or $120 for the whole package. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And as Eric has already said, You know, you can look high, you can look low, you can look across the world, but there ain't nothing better than these Malcolm X thank you gifts. So these are jewels from our treasure chest up at the Pacifica Radio Archives.
And just one more thing, folks. I know a lot of you have done just amazing work to help our own show, Voices from the Frontlines. We want to have a good showing every time Voices comes on the air because we're super lucky to have KPFK allowing us, that's a way of saying it, to have this hour show to do and say what we want to say. When we did the last fundraising drive, Alan and I did on a national hookup for the Pacifica Archives, I'm still blown away. We raised $5,475, and we only had one premium. The premium was $250. And almost nobody could afford the $250, which meant that people with no premium gave $50, $75, $120, and we got to $5,475, including one person who gave $1,000, which we really appreciate. So this is a terrific set of premiums for either $50 or $120. 818-985-5735. Now we're going to play some Malcolm X. Please start giving now. Then afterwards, I'm going to do some analysis and conversation about Malcolm. And then hopefully Alan's going to be able to get us some initial sense of how many of you have given. So please start now and let's hear some Malcolm X.
This afternoon, we want to talk about the ballot or the bullet. The ballot or the bullet explains itself. But before we get into it, since this is the year of the ballot or the bullet, I would like to clarify some things that refer to me personally concerning my own personal position. I'm still a Muslim. That is, my religion is still Islam. My religion is still Islam. I still credit Mr. Muhammad for what I know and what I am. He's the one who opened my eyes. And at present, I'm the minister of the newly founded Muslim Mosque Incorporated, which has its offices in the Teresa Hotel, right in the heart of Harlem. That's the Black Belt in New York City. And when we realize that Adam Clayton Powell is a Christian minister, he has the Abyssinia Baptist Church, but at the same time, he's more famous for his political struggling. And Dr. King is a Christian minister in Atlanta, Georgia, but he's become more famous for being involved in a civil rights struggle. The same as they are Christian ministers, I'm a Muslim minister. And I don't believe in fighting today in any one front, but on all fronts. In fact, I'm a black nationalist freedom fighter. Islam is my religion, but I believe my religion is my personal business. It governs my personal life, my personal morals, and my religious philosophy is personal between me and the God in whom I believe, just as the religious philosophy of these others is between them and the God in whom they believe. And this is best this way. Were we to come out here discussing religion, we'd have too many differences from the outstart, and we could never get together. So today, though Islam is my religious philosophy, my political, economic, and social philosophy is black nationalism. As I say, if we bring up religion, we'll have differences, we'll have arguments, we'll never be able to get together. But if we keep our religion at home, keep our religion in the closet, keep our religion between ourselves and our God, but when we come out here, we have a fight that's common to all of us against an enemy who is common to all of us. The political philosophy of black nationalism only means that the black man should control the politics and the politicians in his own community. The time when white people can come in our community and get us to vote for them so that they can be our political leaders and tell us what to do and what not to do is long gone. By the same token, the time when that same white man, knowing that your eyes are too far open, can send another Negro into the community, get you and me to support him so he can use him to lead us astray, those days are long gone. The political philosophy of black nationalism only means that if you and I are going to live in a black community, and that's where we're going to live, because as soon as you move into one of their, soon as you move out of the black community into their community, it's mixed for a period of time, but they are gone, and you're right there all by yourself. We must understand the politics of our community. And we must know what politics is supposed to produce. We must know what part politics play in our lives. And until we become politically mature, we will always be misled, led astray, or deceived, or maneuvered into supporting someone politically who doesn't have the good of our community at heart. So the political philosophy of black nationalism only means that we will have to carry on a program, a political program of re-education, to open our people's eyes, make us become more politically conscious, politically mature. And then we will, whenever we get ready to cast our ballot, that ballot will be cast for a man of the community who has the good of the community at heart. And
well, that was Malcolm X Part 1. It's funny, I've heard that 3 times, 5 times, and each time I hear it differently, zig and zag. So all the different subtexts going on. The first thing that's important to understand, 818-985-5735, is he is thanking Elijah Muhammad at the very time when he's left the Nation of Islam. He's now formed his own Muslim mosque in the Teresa Hotel. The Teresa Hotel itself is a symbol because it's a black hotel in Harlem. Fidel Castro and the Cubans came. The hotels in downtown Manhattan would not accept the Cubans. Malcolm and Fidel set up a meeting in the Teresa Hotel in Harlem. Harlem welcomed Fidel Castro. Malcolm welcomed Fidel Castro. So it's very important when you think Malcolm was sort of a black nationalist with no politics. He was a black revolutionary nationalist who was already friends with the socialists and communists of the third world. So just when he says Teresa Hotel, there's 27 stories going on there, 818-985-5735. Then the second thing he's trying to say, which is very important, is he's desperately trying to put together a black united front. So he's trying to explain, because he's very aware of the splits inside the black community on the fault line of religion, that he's trying to neutralize that so he can essentially, which is interesting for him, move to a more secular program. So he talks about Adam Clayton Powell being with the Abyssinian Baptist Church, Dr. King being with the Baptist Church, Elijah Muhammad being with the Muslims. He's with the Muslim mosque. So he says that now your religion is fundamentally a moral question, meaning I don't want to get involved in religious fights inside the black community, but I am a black nationalist freedom fighter. And again, the freedom fighter is, again, the rhetoric of third world liberation movements. Then the next thing, 818-985-5735, and we want you to give either $120 for a series of both the Malcolm X series and the Black Power series and my book, Playbook for Progressives, 16 Qualities of a Successful Organizer, or a $50 pledge, and Alan will explain either for the Malcolm X or the Black Power. Is there a third one?
Stokely Carmichael on Black Power.
Stokely Carmichael on Black Power. I talk a lot about consciousness, leadership, and organization. It's important that he says we need to do political re-education. What he means by that is he believes that white society has, of course, manipulated black consciousness, and black people need to reconstruct their own consciousness. So he says, have you been misled, led astray, or deceived, all of which he believes you are. And then he has a very interesting way, like when he's talking about you know, you may leave the black community thinking you're going to go integrated, and then the white folks are going to leave you all by yourself. What he's trying to say is, if I know some of you want to leave the black community, I know it's attractive to get out of here. I know it's attractive to go to the suburbs. I get it. But in case you forget, you can run, but you can't hide. You're going to always be black, so you might as well stay in your own community. 818-985-5735. Alan's going to tell you more about the premiums, and let's raise some serious money, folks.
818-985-5735 is the number to call. For a $50 pledge of support, you get the entire talk, the ballot or the bullet, along with nine other tracks, speeches by Malcolm X, two documentaries on Malcolm X, Malcolm X in dialogue with an interview with Dick Ellman, a journalist, in a debate with Bayard Rustin, John Henrik Clark on Malcolm X in Atlantic City, his speech Friends and Enemy, his speech Prospects for Freedom, his speech Black Muslims versus the Sit-ins, all of that for a $50 pledge. And it is an astonishing collection of Malcolm X, $50 for all of that. And for $120, you get all that plus the From the Vault Black Power Collection. And that is that has all the Black Panthers on it, Stokely Carmichael, and that is Angela Davis, and that is a $50 pledge. For another $50 pledge, you can get Stokely Carmichael on Black Power. Get all of those together, 50 plus 50 plus 50.
Can we play Fannie
Lou Hamer? 50 plus 50 plus 50 equals 120. And we also have the Playbook for Progressives is part of the $120 pack. So Malcolm X for a $50 pledge. $120 pledge is for that whole collection I described, and that is the Black Power Collection, Stokely Carmichael on Black Power, and the Malcolm X Collection, plus Eric's book for a $120 pledge. And I think we should stick with Malcolm X
right now,
we're going to go to another clip from Ballot or the Bullet, and this is a clip on world liberation. So let's go to more of Malcolm X.
When we look at other parts of this earth upon which we live, we find that black, brown, red, and yellow people in Africa and Asia are getting their independence. They're not getting it by singing, "We Shall Overcome." No, they're getting it through nationalism. It is nationalism that brought about the independence of the people in Asia. Every nation in Asia gained its independence through the philosophy of nationalism. Every nation on the African continent that has gotten its independence brought it about through the philosophy of nationalism. And it will take black nationalism that to bring about the freedom of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country where we have suffered colonialism for the past 400 years. America is just as much a colonial power as England ever was. America is just as much a colonial power as France ever was. In fact, America is more so a colonial power than they, because she's a hypocritical colonial power behind it. What is 20th? What do you call second-class citizenship? Why, that's colonization. Second-class citizenship is nothing but 20th century slavery. How are you going to tell me you're a second-class citizen? They don't have second-class citizenship in any other government on this earth. They just have slaves and people who are free. Well, this country is a hypocrite. They try and make you think they set you free by calling you a second-class citizen. No, you're nothing but a 20th century slave. Just as it took nationalism to remove colonialism from Asia and Africa, it'll take black nationalism today to remove colonialism from the backs and the minds of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country. Looks like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet. Why does it look like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet? Because Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long. And they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent. Whenever you got a racial powder keg sitting in your lap, you're in more trouble than if you had an atomic powder keg sitting in your lap. When a racial powder keg goes off, it doesn't care who it knocks out the way. Understand this, it's dangerous. Because what can the white man use now to fool us? After he put down that march on Washington, and you see all through that now, he tricked you, had you marching down to Washington. Yes, had you marching back and forth between the feet of a dead man named Lincoln and another dead man named George Washington, singing, "We Shall Overcome." He made a chump out of him. He made a fool out of him. He made you think you were going somewhere and you end up going nowhere but between Lincoln and Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They become disenchanted. They become dissatisfied. And in their frustrations, they want action. You'll see this young black man, this new generation, asking for the ballot or the bullet. That old Uncle Tom action is outdated. The young generation don't want to hear anything about the odds are against us. What do we care about odds?
$818-985-5735. $50 or $120. $50 or $120. The ballot or the bullet, $50 or $120. A lot of thoughts I have, but one of the things I was thinking about as I'm listening here is the first thing to understand about Malcolm X, which is so relevant today, which I want to talk about, is that he's trying to talk about the concept of black nationalism. And I think with a black president of the United States, with a black attorney general of the United States, with, on some levels, significant progress in certain aspects of the society, at the same time, which is very confusing, significantly regress. It's not that we've come a long way, but we've come a long way, but we got a long way to go, which is what the system wants to say, or towards a more perfect union. The terrifying situation is that at the time that Malcolm X was giving this talk, there were 250,000 people in the prisons of the United States, which is almost beyond comprehension at the time, and there's now 2.5 million. Hear it again. There were 250,000 people when he gave the speech, 2.5 million. Which is more important, a black president of the United States or a million people in prison? A million black people in prison. They're both important. It's not either or. But the question is that the Obama administration wants people to believe that the concept of black nationalism is no longer relevant. Black people may be discriminated against, they may be suffering in some ways, but the concept of black people constituting a nation inside the United States is being ridiculed by the Democratic Party, of course, with the party of inclusion. But what is a nation? It's a group of people who suffer a specific historical set of circumstances under a unique set of material conditions that set them apart from the rest of the country in a way that's not simply that they're of the same class, but they suffer some discrimination. That would not be a nation. A nation is a group of people who have such a qualitatively different set of experiences, who wake up in the morning and go to bed at night, so different from the experience of white people, that there's a possibility of an alliance, but not simply a class alliance, because they're not simply members of the same class. They're not. Black people in the United States suffer a specific form of economic, political, cultural degradation and attack on their physical body, on their looks, on their culture. The degradation, the ethnocide against black people has, in my 50 years in the civil rights movement, in many ways has never been worse. And I mean that. So as a result, Malcolm X is trying to say, the United States, you're not a second-class citizen, you're a 20th century slave. It's up to each black person to decide if they agree with that. But the point is that it's not rhetoric. He's trying to make a particular important theoretical question. And then he's also trying to say that the future of black people in the United States must be tied to the third world. So there was just an election yesterday in Bolivia, right, with Evo Morales?
Correct.
And Evo Morales just won, and he said, this is a victory for anti-imperialist socialism all over the world. Here's an Indian man, a man of Indio descent, who says that we need to form a third world socialism against U.S. imperialism. That happened yesterday, not 50 years ago. If Malcolm was alive today, he would probably either be in Bolivia, or if he were allowed, or Evo Morales would come to the Teresa Hotel. One more thing about the circular, 818-985-5735. Who do you think that Evo Morales thanked the most for his victory?
I didn't see that.
Fidel Castro. He chose at a time when he could have finessed it and said, well, yeah, it's independence. I want to be independent of the United States. He chose to ally with the person who stood up to the United States and U.S. imperialism more than anyone in the world at the time in 1959 to say he owes his work to Fidel Castro. And I think I owe my life to Fidel Castro, to Malcolm X, to Fannie Lou Hamer. So for a young generation today, 818-985-5735, you can give an amazing gift. If you're someone my age or anyone even in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, if you ever knew who Malcolm X was, get this for yourself, but think about a young person to whom you could give these gifts as a present. 818-985-5735. Alan, why don't you explain a little bit more about how premiums work? And also one more thing, my book, Playbook for Progressives, 16 Qualities of the Successful Organizer, ask the question, so what do you want to do about it? See, you know, there's a thing, you know, about opinions alike, and you could use whatever you word. Everyone has one. But opinions without organizing are meaningless. So if you listen to the show and you give money to Pacifica, that's taking action. If you then get the premium and use it, that's action. If you get the premium and give it to somebody else, that's action. We need your help. 818-985-5735, $50 or $120. Alan, let's talk a little bit more.
Yes, indeed. For the $50 pledge, you got the Malcolm X collection, including the entire speech, the ballot or the bullet, of which we are hearing only excerpts from this hour. I just have to say before I go on, that's a $50 pledge. I'll get to the $120 level. That, of course, includes all that and much more that I'll describe. How about just calling in pledges for Eric's analysis, its relevance for today and its power, folks? You know, if this wasn't a fun drive show, it'd be absolutely sterling, brilliant radio. As it is absolutely astonishingly sterling, beautiful fun drive radio. Where do you get this elsewhere in the fun drive? That kind of political analysis only here on KPFK, 818-985-5735. And Malcolm X Collection, a $50 pledge. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 speeches by Malcolm X, one of which is the Ballad of the Bullet. It then has had debate with Bayard Rustin, a sit-down interview with a journalist named Dick Ellman, and then John Henrik Clark on Malcolm X, a retrospective on the life of Malcolm X, and then people commenting on Malcolm X, James Baldwin, etc., and others. That's a $50 pledge. All that, just a $50 pledge to KPFK. It's priceless material. For the $120 package, you get all that, plus the Black Power from the Vault collection, as well as, and this is not part of that collection, Stokely Carmichael's speech in 1966 on Black Power, and you get Playbook for Progressives, Eric Mann's book, Playbook for Progressives, all part of the $120 package. So the $50 package, the Malcolm X collection, or the $120, the whole shebang, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And we have two more clips we'd love to get to, and I'd love to get to them. So.
But I got one more thing to say, BG. Is that okay before we go? I want to say one more thing that I think, because I am actually feeling in many ways hopeful right now, and I haven't felt hopeful kind of in a long time. But organizers are always hopeful because you wake up every morning and you have something to do. A lot of our listeners, I think, I want to talk about Obama's relationship to Ferguson for a minute and Malcolm. There's a way to dismiss the Obama election based on, of course, the terrible things he's done since he's been in office, his siding with the capitalists, I could tell you a million things that you know. But here's what I think people need to understand, and especially if I could say, oh, white listeners, the United States elected a black man with an Arab name, Muslim name, president of the United States against a flag-waving prisoner of war. This man was perceived as a black man. He was perceived to be for women, perceived to be for peace, perceived to be for gays, perceived to be against wars and getting people out of Iraq, perceived to be taking a strong stand on the environment and global warming, perceived to be for unions. And he got elected. He got elected with more votes than that cracker Bill Clinton got elected when he ran this horrible move to the right, move to the white campaign. And also, about 40% of white people voted for Barack Obama, which you could say, well, that's not a lot. It is a lot. But check this out. In the age group of 18 to 29, 52% of the people, of the white kids voted for Obama. So think about that. In 1964, it was impossible to imagine that. So rather than thinking that the prisons are one side of the system and Obama's election is the other, they're actually integrated in the sense that there's a lot of hope there. The false promise of Obama, I think, is being better understood today. It's being understood in terms of Ferguson. It's being understood by the young kids today. But again, without Pacifica Radio, without voices from the front lines, without the effort to reconstruct history for new generation, 818-985-5735. If you like these kind of politics, if you like just being able to turn on the show and listen to Malcolm X and listen to Alan Minsky and Eric Mann talk about it, you know there's no place else you can have this conversation. And it's not a lot of money, $50 to $120. It would mean a lot if you got on your credit card right now, got on your phone right now, 818-985-5735. And now we would love to hear another round of Malcolm X.
The economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we should own and operate and control the economy of our community. You would never find, you can't open up a black store in a white community. White man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you who don't have sense enough to look out for yourself. The white man is too intelligent to let someone else come and gain control of the economy of his community. But you will let anybody come in and control the economy of your community. Control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses, under the pretext that you want to integrate. No, you're out of your mind. The economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we have to become involved in a program of re-education to educate our people into the importance of knowing that when you spend your dollar out of the community in which you live, the community in which you spend your money becomes richer and richer. The community out of which you take your money becomes poorer and poorer. And because these Negroes who have been misled, misguided, are breaking their necks to take their money and spend it with the man. The man is becoming richer and richer, and you're becoming poorer and poorer. And then what happens? The community in which you live becomes a slum. It becomes a ghetto. The conditions become run down. And then you have the audacity to complain about poor housing in a run-down community. Why, you're running down yourself when you take your dollar out. And you and I are in a double trap, because not only do we lose by taking our money someplace else and spending it, when we try and spend it in our own community, we're trapped because we haven't had sense enough to set up stores and control the businesses of our community. The man who's controlling the stores in our community is a man who doesn't look like we do. He's a man who doesn't even live in the community. So you and I, even when we try and spend our money in the block where we live or the area where we live, we're spending it with a man who, when the sun goes down, takes that basket full of money in another part of the town. So we're trapped, double trapped, triple trapped. Anywhere we go, we find that we're trapped. And every kind of solution that someone comes up with is just another trap. But the political and economic philosophy of black nationalism, the economic philosophy of black nationalism shows our people the importance of setting up these little stores and developing them and expanding them into larger operations. Woolworth didn't start out big like they are today. They started out with a dime store. And expanded and expanded and expanded until today they're all over the country and all over the world, and they're getting some of everybody's money. Now, this is what you and I and General Motors, the same way, didn't start out like it is. It started out just a little rat race type operation. And it expanded and expanded until today it's where it is right now. And you and I have to make a start. And the best place to start is right in the community where we live. people not only have to be re-educated to the importance of supporting black business, but the black man himself has to be made aware of the importance of going into business. And once you and I go into business, we own and operate at least the businesses in our community, what we will be doing is developing a situation wherein we will actually be able to create employment for the people in the community. And once you can create some employment in the community where you live, it will eliminate the necessity of you and me having to act ignorantly and disgracefully boycotting and picketing some cracker someplace else trying to beg him for a job. Anytime you have to rely upon your enemy for a job, you're in bad shape. And he is your enemy. Anytime, you wouldn't be in this country if some enemy hadn't kidnapped you and brought you here. On the other hand, some of you think you came here on the Mayflower. So as you can see, brothers and sisters, today, this afternoon, it's not our intention to discuss religion. We're going to forget religion. If we bring up religion, we'll be in an argument. And the best way to keep away from arguments and differences, as I said earlier, put your religion at home, in the closet. Keep it between you and your God. Because if it hasn't done anything more for you than it has, you need to forget it anyway. Whether you are a Christian or a Muslim or a nationalist, we all have the same problem. They don't hang you because you're a Baptist, they hang you because you're black. They don't attack me because I'm a Muslim, they attack me because I'm black. They attack all of us for the same reason. All of us catch hell from the same enemy. We're all in the same bag, in the same boat. We suffer political oppression, economic exploitation, and social degradation. All of them from the same enemy. The government has failed us. You can't deny that. Anytime you live in the 20th century and you walking around here singing, "We shall overcome," the government has failed us. This is part of what's wrong with you. You do too much singing. Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging. You can't sing up on freedom, but you can swing up on some freedom.
I guess you know who that was by now, the inimitable, unusual Malcolm X. Every time I listen to him, it does make me think of different things. 818-985-5735. We have about 18 minutes to go. We know we've raised over $1,000 so far, but we want to raise $2,000 or $3,000. We need 818-985-5735. Hey, Voices listeners, you're real good at this. You rally around the show. You know this isn't just listening to Malcolm X and maybe I'll give some money. This is about a really difficult situation we're in, which is we're lucky as heck to have KPFK. We really are. And Voices is trying to go national. We call it your national movement building show. Al and I are working to try to get it on other stations all over the country. We have a terrific website, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. That, the Strategy Center, contributes. You don't, anything you give here goes completely to KPFK. If you take my book, Playbook for Progressives, 16 Qualities of a Successful Organizer, you're allowed to sort of sell it to KPFK for a small amount and then they sell it. But we give the books to KPFK. We don't take anything for the books. We want every single cent. So when you get it as a premium, every cent goes to KPFK, which is the way we want it. So one thing I was thinking about, Malcolm, today is relevant, a couple of thoughts. One is that the perception is, you know, that this type of black nationalism will scare away white people and that we should just talk about economic issues, a so-called economic populism that I'm sorry, that Occupy kept talking about the 1% versus the 99%, but did not talk a lot about race. But I think one of the things that's misunderstood is how many white people loved Malcolm X, how many white people, and not just middle class, working class white people, would hear that. They'd be a little shaken up. First they hear talk about the cracker and the whitey and everything, but they quickly figured out they weren't talking about him. He wasn't talking about them. He was talking about a system of white supremacy. He was talking about the white man with a capital W and a capital M as a system of capitalist imperialism. That's why he talked about being part of the third world. A lot of young white working class people for the first time came to consciousness through listening to people like Malcolm X. A lot of white women came to consciousness by listening to Fannie Lou Hamer. So it's wrong to assume, if you rewrite the history, that black nationalism turns off white people. Not that I care, but the truth is that it doesn't. That black nationalism, the way he expressed it, was really the eye-opener, awakener, not just for black people, but for a lot of Latinos, Asian Pacific Islanders, indigenous people, and white people. The second thing that's really important is that Malcolm was trying to organize white people. If you listen to all his speeches, and again, this is not the main point, but he spoke to a lot of white audiences. When I was at Cornell, he spoke up there. What do you think he was trying to say to white people? He was trying to say, look, you got to wake up. You know, this is a system. This is a racist system, but you don't have to identify with it. Just because you were born into a particular racial group doesn't mean that that's your political identity or your loyalty. And he was saying, when he said that white people should go into the quote, their own communities, go into those communities and organize them against racism, not just for economic self-interest. He appealed to people as a moral crusade, and he shook them up. And when, I'm telling you, when I saw him at Cornell, large numbers of white people walked away and said, gee, I'm surprised. He seemed a lot smarter than I. He seemed really interesting. Like, well, what did you expect him to be? 818-985-5735. So let's go over the premiums again. We have about 15 minutes. We want to get to one more Malcolm cut. But, Alan, would you please explain the premiums and get some more money, folks? 818-985-5735, $50 or $120.
I hope everybody out there goes back to swinging, but right now we're going to be ringing, making these phone rings. These phones ring at 818-985-5735 for a $50 pledge of support. The Malcolm X collection, it includes the entire talk, the ballot or the bullet. It also comes along, by the way, with an interview with a journalist about an unprovoked assault upon a Los Angeles mosque in 1961. That is a historic document. By itself, that's worth a $50 pledge of support. But this comes along with nine other tracks, one of which is a speech we're listening to, The Ballad or the Bullet. A $50 pledge of support for 8 hours and 21 minutes of Malcolm X, 818-985-5735. For a $120 pledge, and this is the real deal, folks, you get all that, plus 10 hours from the archives, the From the Vault Black Power Collection, a lot of the Black Panthers, Stokely Carmichael, Angela Davis, many others, folks. Then for a $50 pledge, you can get Stokely Carmichael's legendary speech on Black Power from 1966. Get all three. They're $50, $50, or $50, but you get them all together for $120. And when you do that, we'll also throw in a copy of Playbook for Progressives by Eric Mann. So $120 pledge. You get all the Malcolm X, and you get a ton of other material as well, including the book Playbook for Progressives. That's $120 for a $50 pledge, the Malcolm X collection by itself. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We have just a little over 12 minutes left, and I want us to raise at least $1,200 more, folks. Let's make it $1,500 more. That's 10 of you out there at the $120 level, or about 20 of you out there at the $50 level. So call, pick up. This is absolutely priceless material. All that insight that Eric is spinning, relevant to contemporary times, is all packed inside this talk by the Ballad or the Bullet, and there is hours and hours of other material on either the $50 level or the $120 level. Malcolm X, truly one of the most influential thinkers in the 20th century and one of the great orators of all time. And the Pacifica Radio Archives is the only place to get this material. So call, pledge support for this priceless material, 818-985-5735. Why does Pacifica Radio have it? Because we aired it when it was getting recorded back in the 60s, and ain't nobody else did it.
Wow. Just a couple more things, G, before we go to the next clip. So many great lines here. You know, if you just listen to these four clips, it's worth $50 to $120. There's a wonderful line. Remember, this is a man who really, truly came to consciousness through the Nation of Islam. But his line there, as he's moving towards a secular socialism, and he is, it's just very interesting. After he says, whether you're a Christian, whether you're Muslim, it's important to put it in the closet. And then he says, and anyway, if it hasn't done anything for you so far, you better forget about it anyway. So this is the first time he is really putting down his own religious emphasis towards a more secular understanding. So, you know, I'm serious. Two things you can get out of this besides giving money to Pacifica. One is if you just took an hour and sat down with Malcolm X with a bunch of friends and paused it every 15 minutes and asked everybody just around the table, what did you hear? What did you hear? Everybody take a few notes. I'm telling you, that could be a wonderful evening. And the second thing, again, is, you know, I have a 4-year-old grandson, a 5-year-old granddaughter, an 8-year-old granddaughter, 2 13-year-old grandsons. They don't know who Malcolm X is, and they need to know who Malcolm X is. Imagine getting these gifts and then being able to give them to young people and say, this is a tremendous gift from me to you. Sit down with your children, your grandchildren, and listen together. It's a heck of an experience, and it would be good for you, and it would be good for the movement. So 818-985-5735, $50 or $120. And the reason why I want a lot of you to give the $120 is I'd love to just give you my book. It's just, you know, the main thing is Malcolm, but I love giving you Playbook for Progressives, 16 Qualities, other successful organizers. So beyond all these tapes, you're going to get my book, and I think you'll have a great time. G, let's hear a bit of Malcolm X again.
22 million black victims of Americanism are waking up, and they're gaining a new political consciousness, becoming politically mature. And as they become develop this political maturity, they're able to see the recent trends in these political elections. They see that the whites are so evenly divided that every time they vote, the race is so close they have to go back and count the votes all over again. And which means that any block, any minority that has a block of votes that stick together is in a strategic position. Either way you go, that's who gets it. You're in a position to determine who go to the White House and who stay in the doghouse. You're the one who has that power. You can keep Johnson in Washington, D.C., or you can send him back to his Texas cotton patch. You're the one who sent Kennedy to Washington. You're the one who put the present Democratic administration in Washington, D.C. The whites were evenly divided. It was the fact that you threw 80% of your votes behind the Democrats that put the Democrats in the White House. When you see this, you can see that the Negro vote is the key factor. And despite the fact that you are in a position to be the determining factor, what do you get out of it? The Democrats have been in Washington, D.C. only because of the Negro vote. They've been down there 4 years. And all other legislation they wanted to bring up, they've brought it up and gotten it out of the way, and now they bring up you. And now they bring up you. You put them first, and they put you last. Because you're a chump. A political chump. In Washington, D.C., in the House of Representatives, there are 257 who are Democrats. Only 177 are Republican. In the Senate, there are 67 Democrats. Only 33 are Republicans. The party that you backed controls 2/3 of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and still they can't keep their promise to you. Because you're a chump.
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government, and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time, and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now, back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today, as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You look at the structure of the government that controls this country. It's controlled by 16 senatorial committees and 20 congressional committees. Of the 16 senatorial committees that run the government, 10 of them are in the hands of Southern segregationists. Of the 20 congressional committees that run the government, 12 of them are in the hands of Southern segregationists. And they're going to tell you and me that the South lost the war. Today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists, who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixiecrats. A Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixiecrats, and the father of all of them is sitting in the White House.
Hey, folks, we have just a few more minutes, so a couple of things. Listen to what he just said about, you know, you put the Democrats first and they put you last. You're a political chump. He's talking about all the people who vote for the Democratic Party. I have friends who, they put a lot of money into the Democratic Party, and they call me up and said, listen, it's really important right now. We got to win the Senate back. I said, wait. In 2008, you won the president. You won the Senate. You won the House. You had it for 2 years. You did nothing, just like he said. So, as they're putting millions of dollars into these elections that are not even tax deductible, you know, to try to get these Democrats elected, we're asking you to give us a few thousand dollars for People's Radio to get an alternate voice to the two-party system, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. We have about 3 minutes. We need 10 people at least to give a $50 or $120. It means a lot. Come on, help Voices from the Front Lines. Help KPFK, 818-985-5735. And one more thing. When we do the radio, when Alan and I do the fund drives, we try to have the most programming per hour and the least fundraising appeal, because we want the fund drive to be really good radio. But in return, it's a fund drive, folks. It means that you got to give money. 818-985-5735. Please. Get your credit card out, call up, $50 to $120. Alan, tell them about the premiums one more time. And we really need your help in the home stretch, folks.
Yeah, and we got people here, Joe Preston and Lynn Lyman, who called in both from Los Angeles. Joe and Lynn from Van Nuys, thank you for your support. The Malcolm X Collection is a $50 pledge of support. It's 8 hours and 21 minutes of Malcolm X, and we got more people coming in. We have John Reese from Los Angeles, William Maxey from Fontana, and, I'm going to have trouble pronouncing that. You want to take a stab at that last one there? Surname of White from Garden Grove. Thank you so much. And sorry about not being able to read the gentleman's handwriting on your first name.
Aurelia White.
There we go. Thank you so much for your donation.
$120. All right, $120. $120. Come on, folks. This is good.
So for a $50 pledge, you get the whole Malcolm X collection. 8 hours and 21 minutes of one of the great orators from human history. These are available no other place than the Pacifica Radio Archives, folks. 818-985-5735. And for $120, you get the entire 8 hour and 21 minutes of Malcolm X, plus 10 hours from the archives of the Black Power Movement, plus an extra speech by Stokely Carmichael, plus Eric Mann's book, Playbook for Progressives, all available.
And if you rub the CD on your face, it's going to get rid of blemishes. If you eat it, it's going to give you an aura that none of the other programs can give you. So we give you health, we give you wellness, we give you spirituality and politics, all for $120.
818-985-5735. And comedy.
And comedy if we can.
Okay. 818-985-5735. $50 for the Malcolm X Collection, $120 for the Malcolm X Collection, plus the Black Power Collection, Stokely Carmichael's Legendary Speech, and Eric Mann's book, Playbook for Progressives. That's the $120 package. $150 is just the Malcolm X material. For $50 is just the Malcolm X material. $120. By the way, years ago, all this Malcolm X would have been a $180 pledge or a $300 pledge. Now, thanks to digital media, we can provide it for you for just $50, but it remains as priceless as ever. So call 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. If you called in earlier and had trouble getting through, now all the information is there. People in the phone room are ready to help you out. They want to help you out. This is KPFK Radio, 818-985-5735, the only place you can pick up this classic Malcolm X material.
And when Al and I go into the phone room right as we segue in, there's still a lot of you calling in, which is totally cool, and there's still people on the phone at 4:59, at 5 o'clock, at 5:01, saying, we're still giving money for the Voices show. It means a lot. It means a lot how much we raise. Come on, folks, 818-985-5735, $50 or $120. You know, use your credit card. Run up your bill. You can do it.
And hold on, Eric. This is KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, 93.7 in San Diego, and 99.5 in Ridgecrest, China Lake. This is the most powerful FM radio station west of the Mississippi River.